The assassin was no novice or stranger when it came to targeted killings. In fact, one could even say that he was a seasoned vet with 22 recorded kills and someone who had a reputation as one of the most reliable dispatchers with Homeland Security. Never a miss, and no trace evidence was ever left behind. It was 8 o'clock, the night young, and with saintly patience, the assassin waited inside his car that was far from the nearest streetlight, as he kept his eyes on the Tudor-style home that was less than 50 yards from his position. A plastic bag, like an ill-fitting glove, had been fixed around the suppressed Glock he was holding, with the bag's edges duct-taped around his wrist to assure the ejected rounds would be caught and collected inside the bag after each trigger pull. As he waited, he would often trace the fingertips of his free hand over the weapon's barrel, nothing but soft strokes. The weapon had become an extension of him, his scepter of rule, which gave him the power to determine who lived or died. And power, absolute power, was what goaded him to be an elite killing machine. When the vehicle of his targeted killing pulled into the driveway of the Tudor home, the assassin remained unmoving as he steeled his nerves. The car, an Audi, waited as the garage door opened, then it drove inside with the door closing behind it. The assassin remained inside the vehicle to give his target time. It was these moments he enjoyed most, the foreplay. To him, he was the predator who maliciously toyed with his prey before striking the final blow that would once again extend his dominion over another. At the moment when his quarry expelled that long sigh that vacated the lungs, the assassin would feel an orgasmic and sickening stimulation. Checking the clock on the dashboard, the killer counted every blink of the colon that divided the numbers. Each blink represented a second, 60 blinks a minute. When he counted 120 blinks, 2 minutes, he exited the vehicle and made his way toward the house. Mitch Stavinsky was a man who unfortunately possessed a moral compass. For him, honesty was an inbred code of honor that had been passed down from generation to generation and was more of a genetic trait than a learned one. His father, grandfather, and those before them believed that honor and truth were the traits that bred leaders. Such remarkable achievements began at an early age, much like the Spartan tradition, where he was groomed to attain heights through his own merits, rather than using others as stepping stones to achieve the means. Honor and truth, a mantra that had been handed down over the ages as the Stavinsky Code for the self-made man. He had been the captain of his high school baseball and basketball teams. He was president of the debate team that won scholastic honors, and as a result of his hard work, he received a full scholarship to Yale, where his father, grandfather, and great-grandfather were alumni. After graduating with a master's degree after 4 years of study, Mitch Stavinsky was highly recruited by the United States government as a computer analyst in regard to covert tracking of alleged insurrectionists within the country's own borders. Stavinsky, however, came to realize that his job of maintaining vigilance over domestic terrorism soon morphed into keeping track of people who were flagged as potential threats under the so-called banner of national security, even though none of these individuals had any affiliations to hostile national organizations. Mothers, doctors, teachers, housewives, laymen, everyone became the laser focus of the United States government. But Stavinsky had come upon a document that had been archived by the CIA, though the assignment had been sanctioned by a team of United States senators. It was buried so deep that it took Stavinsky months of decrypting codes to uncover one of the government's darkest secrets. Years ago, members within a political circle of senators sanctioned the killing of another senator, a la Brutus style. To perform the act, the CIA activated their paramilitary unit within the Special Activities Division, the SAD. Under the leadership of Kimball Hayden, the group's commander, Senator Cartwright had been assassinated,